Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Tick, 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 tick. We've got 29 minutes. No,
19, Steve.
19 minutes. Wow. Fantastic math. Thank you, Charlie.
Yes.
19 minutes till we go to coverage of LSU. Yes, exactly. LSU women's coverage of the Final Four action in Dallas, Texas, taking on Virginia Tech.
Don't even ask him to say the time. He just went for it. It's just, anyway.
Yeah, but we got the LSU Tiger team coming up. And you just pointed out, Jeff, to me, Miss Mulkey getting to the stadium and in full pink gear with ruffles. Yep. Definitely a standout outfit for this Final Four matchup.
Yet again. And so she has explained this in terms of where these outfits come from. And it's kind of interesting when you know the details, which LSU has a lot of alums who are designers, like clothing designers, and they just drop these jackets off at her house and say, hey, wear this. And she says, okay. And so that's where she comes up with these outfits. And it's actually really funny when you think about it.
I loved yesterday. I don't know if folks have seen this or heard it yet. When Kim Mulkey came to the podium, obviously cowboy talking hat. About the matchup, and they were asked about the cowboy hat she was wearing to the press conference.
They gave us these hats, and I was looking for some cowboy boots. They didn't have that, but, you know, I love country music, and I just thought it was appropriate. I was going to come in here and sing "All My Exes Live in Texas," which is true. I only have one, though. Only been married once. But then I'm going to end it with this. There's an old, I'm the happiest girl in the whole USA. Who sang that? Bam! Vopal, tell them, baby. Y'all have a good day.
You got one more question, Coach. One more. That was one more. I promise. This was the last one.
See?
Bam, Vopal.
Can't trust the media. They said just two more questions.
Love that Ms. Mulkey loves to sing as well. So hopefully she'll be singing a happy tune at the end of this game today.
So for the record, that was Donna Fargo, in case you're wondering. And, you know, that whole, like, I'm going to leave now, mic drop. You know, in her defense, they did say two more questions. But what happened was the reporter who asked the first question
asked
a two-part question.
Right, okay.
So she answered two questions, and in her head, that was like, okay, that's two questions. But in the media, that's like, okay, two more reporters are going to ask the question. And it was really just the reporter asking the two-parter that screwed everything up. So it's not the person's fault who was leading it.
Well, like I cut the moderator part out just now because she actually comes on and says, actually, I said a few more questions.
She's lying. I went back and checked. but like she's also not wrong because she said two more, and it was supposed to be like two more reporters, but one reporter asked a two-part question, and that's not how that's supposed to work. Anyway, it was very funny. What was I going to say? I completely forgot. Oh, also, she says she only has one ex in Texas. What is Baylor then? Come on. I think that counts.
Well, that definitely counts, right?
That counts. And speaking of which, so LSU put up their billboards, right? They put up the LSU in the Final Four. So they bought them in Dallas, and they also bought them in Waco.
Wow.
There is a LSU Final Four billboard 1.8 miles from the Baylor campus.
Well, you know, it's kind of something that obviously Saints fans can kind of identify with now. And if Sean Payton happens to bring the Denver Broncos to the promised land, it's going to be like that. Or imagine that, the Super Bowl here.
I was going to say,
the Super Bowl that comes here in 2 years.
Yeah, that would be something, wouldn't it? It feels destined.
And you see, you see these Denver Broncos billboards popping up here.
Yeah, I don't think that would happen for Denver. But it is funny because LSU. I don't even think Kim Mulkey would have been like, "Oh, do that." I think LSU is just that petty, and I mean that in the most flattering way possible. I'm here for all the pettiness you have to offer me.
A good point that one of our texters brought up and want to share with everybody. You know, I've been talking about, if you want to listen to the Lady Tigers game at 6 o'clock, that's going to be on the Bet 92.9 FM, 1350 AM, and the Odyssey app. Now, to find the Bet on the Odyssey app, you have to type in the Bet New Orleans, because there are other bet stations
and
markets.
Bets.
Yes.
Yes. If you just type in the Bet.
And betting in every city.
You're going to have to look through all the bets. And if you type in New Orleans, you will find the correct bet.
And I was surprised to see that the Lady Tigers here are actually favorite. I mean, it was a slight 2-point favorite, and now it's down to 1.5. But the higher seed is Virginia Tech, and I figured, you know, they'd be the at least be favored in this matchup, and surprising to see the Tigers taking this one right now.
We in the biz call that the Mulkey bump.
I guess so.
That's the only explanation.
Because, you look at South Carolina, they're an 11-point favorite over Iowa, and that's really eye-popping to be that dramatic in a quote-unquote, a Final Four matchup, a championship-type game.
Yeah, I agree. No, but I think that is genuinely what is happening, is bettors are going with Mulkey because, you know, it's like the line is not necessarily who people think is going to win in terms of who the analysts think are going to win and who, you know, even the sports books thinks are going to win. It's where's the money? Where's the money going? And the money's going on Kim Mulkey and LSU, and I understand why. Because when you get to this point, a lot of money floods into the betting market from people who don't follow college basketball religiously, and so they're like, I'll take Kim Mulkey,
yeah,
right. Well, why wouldn't I take Kim Mulkey? And so that's why you're seeing that line kind of jump in her favor, and I think then people are like, oh wait, but why am I betting against the top seed? And then that's why it starts to come back to the middle. But no, it is. I think this is a very much about people thinking Kim Mulkey is going to be the X factor in terms of just she's been here before. She understands how this all works, and she will tell you that is not true.
Yeah, exactly. And here's a clip of her talking about that, saying, you know, she's been here before, sure, but her team hasn't.
I'm the only one in our locker room that has done this, but I'm not going to shoot, dribble, pass, guard any of them. So it's not a matter of what I have done. I look at it this way. It may be their first time to be in this situation, but they're all seniors. They're all seniors. It's the first time for my group to be in this situation as well, and we're not all seniors, so I think they have the edge on experience. All I'm going to do is tweak a thing here or there throughout the course of the game, but it has nothing at all to do with coaching and how long a coach has been somewhere or how many times a coach has been somewhere.
Yeah, she pretty much laid it out right there. She's not the one getting on the court and playing.
Yes.
Coming back with one last segment before we hand it to the LSU Sports Network as we get ready for Game 2 between LSU baseball and Tennessee. Back with more here on WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Landers 2-0 pitch to the plate.
Get out.
Hit in the air, high and deep to left field. Will it stay fair? And
yes,
it
sir.
Is! Two-run bomb, Gavin Dugas!
Moonshot.
Yes, indeed. Dugas' eighth home run of the year was one of the highlights of yesterday's LSU win over Tennessee. We're counting down to that. Going to have 5:30 pregame coverage here before the 6 o'clock first pitch. And this matchup against Tennessee, everybody's been looking forward to it. It's just a Volunteers team that is easy to dislike because of just how their coach even carries himself.
Yeah, and they were just so arrogant last
year. Exactly.
About how
they had that air about them.
Yeah, yeah. No, they're easy. They're easy to not like. Right? They're like the Alabama basketball team this year. Right? Yeah, I agree. And I think earlier in the season, I said, you know, if Gavin Dugas can have the type of season that it looks like he's poised to have, and he definitely did have a couple years ago, this LSU team just becomes seemingly unstoppable. I mean, like, Dylan Cruz, he went 0-2 and is like, wow, what a slump he's in. I think he's reached base in like 40 consecutive games. It's just remarkable. Then Trey Morgan is just consistent as anybody. And then you have the pitching. You have a guy named Tommy Tanks. I don't know. It's too much.
The beast that is LSU this year for sure.
And Jordan Thompson. Jordan Thompson.
When you mentioned Dylan Cruz, but also a guy like Paul Skeens, the elite talent that we're getting to see right now is pretty impressive.
Right. Like they're the one seed, and I think at times you get into conference play and you're like, okay, are they for real?
Yes, exactly.
Are they just beating up on teams that aren't ready to play them? And when they
ruling everybody.
Right. And when they start to play the real top end competition, maybe they fall off. And I think when they lost to Arkansas in that opener a couple weeks ago,
a little bit of nervousness set in.
Yeah. Like I think, oh, maybe they were just for show, and maybe they are going to fall off now that the conference play is really getting going.
You see hashtag fire Jay Johnson.
Yeah, right. and then you just see it. And they're going to lose games, right? They're going to lose games along the way. And I think that was just one of those games. And they could have won it, right? Like they got to extra innings.
Right.
So like their only bad loss in SEC play, really, was a game that they were tied going into the 10th inning. So I don't know. It is quite a thing.
More news from the LSU front too, Jeff, is we talk about women's basketball, this baseball team. The 6th-ranked gymnastics team has advanced to the Denver Regional Championship, which is Sunday, after they posted a score of 197.375 in the second-round competition this afternoon. So kudos to the Lady Tigers gymnastics team. I mean, we're just inundated with, constant. It seems just football season's over, but there's been more busier than ever, it seems like, right now between Pelicans, everything going on at LSU, and of course, you don't want to forget what's going on at your other schools like ULL and Tulane, obviously.
Yeah, it's a good time to be in LSU sports, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And now, hopefully, we get to see the men's basketball team.
Unless you're on the men's basketball team.
Yeah, they're kind of looking like, man, we got some work to do
the
here.
The one team that was good for a couple of years, and then, oh no. It's all flipped.
Well, hope everybody enjoys their weekend. Thanks for hanging out for us for this short show. We got the pregame coverage of LSU baseball coming up. I'm Steve Geller along with Jeff Nowak. And thank you, Charlie Long, behind the guys for helping produce the show. We'll be talking to you next Friday when we'll be gearing up for more SEC action. Have a good one.
Peace.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.